Kevin Coyle with sports, brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply. State champion Sheridan Bronc basketball team. James and Julie in this morning.
Good morning.
How was that?
Mm-hmm. First time in...
Since 2003.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Wow, really?
Yeah, long time. So congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
That's awesome. So it's fun to listen to Aaron Legacki call the game. And he brought
award-winning
and
Aaron
Legacki. Yeah, and it was an exciting game.
Mm-hmm.
Went all the way to the very end. So that was good. The first big challenge for the Bronx all season. Of course, state championship game.
That's great.
Looking at Wyoming history on this date. 1953, television boosters are installed in Buffalo.
There you
go. That's Wyoming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Buffalo, Wyoming.
I'm like, New York? Or,
no.
But then I see you're looking at a Wyoming calendar.
Wyoming calendar. I'm looking at the, we want to give credit to the celebrations and commemorations celebrating Wyoming's role in America's 250 years, the Wyoming Historical Society.
Yeah.
Really cool calendar. And they have
lots of interesting stuff.
Here's the one that's another one. 1885, the Pratt and Ferris Cattle Company on Clear Creek in Johnson County proposed to dig about 30 miles of irrigating ditches and fence 12,000 acres of land in the vicinity of their home ranch.
30 miles.
30
digging.
Miles of ditches.
That's a lot of digging.
And in 1885? Yeah.
You have used draft horses and something pulling behind to get it started?
Probably, yeah.
I don't know what was around then. But
when I was just a little guy, mm-hmm. I vaguely
1885?
No.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
I thought you were saying maybe you remembered
days
that.
Days like today, I feel it was 1885. My bones are creaking. Growing up on a farm in Custer, Montana, they still had the Belgian horses pulled those plows. Of course, they weren't doing that at the time and hadn't for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember those horses, and just being a little guy, I remember, oh my, these are the largest animals. Mm-hmm. They were like dinosaurs, man. They were the largest animals ever. And they were so gentle and so cool. I vaguely remember those, Sam, that grandpa used to have the old plow and hook up the horses, and there you go. So there you go. Well, we didn't talk about my history. We'll talk about Wyoming history. On the date book today, born on this date, Rudolph Diesel, 1858.
Okay.
He invented
diesel.
Diesel engine.
Diesel engine, yes. Eric Estrada from Chips fame is 77 today.
The original Chips.
The original one. Mm-hmm. That was a good one. I watched that show.
I watched that, too.
Yeah. Nancy Wilson of Hart, very talented lady. 72 today. It's Act Happy Day.
Act Happy.
Okay.
Put it on the face.
All right. Put it on your face. Put it on the face. Artichoke Heart Day.
Love artichoke hearts.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one of them.
I don't know if I've ever had one. Yeah.
You've never had an artichoke?
Artichoke heart. I don't think so.
Okay. Curl Crush Day. Curl Crush Day is to show off your natural curls.
Huh.
So if you're naturally curly and you...
So you're crushing it with your curls.
Crushing it. Curl. Okay. Curl Crush Day. Dribble to Work Day in celebration of...
March Mania.
Basketball.
March Mania. Yeah.
True.
Why don't we talk about that for a second?
Yeah, you can. It's Selection Sunday. So we had our sign-up...
Happened yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It's Monday today.
It's Monday.
Wow. We're
good
all
thing
here
I'm making
on
that
Sunday.
Call.
Yeah.
Whoops, how'd that happen?
Oh, hey. Didn't set the old alarm clock right.
Anyway, yeah.
We'll just
check
treat it
out.
Like a Monday, though, but it's Sunday.
Psych, everybody. It's Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, moving to the tournament, yes.
We have our own bracket.
Yes, we do.
Presented by First Northern Bank,
right.
And we have amazing prizes by Kilpatrick's. It's free to play, but there's three chances to win.
Okay. So sign up now.
Sign up now so brackets you can make your picks, what, James? Thursday?
I think Thursday's the first game. First games.
But go ahead and get signed up. That way, if you have trouble, you can talk to James or me.
Mm-hmm.
We'll troubleshoot it with you.
All right. Get signed up.
Troubleshoot
it. Yeah. On this Sunday. Everything you do is right day today, Julie.
Yeah.
Every day,
well, I blew that one.
Everything you do is right day today. It is, Goddard Day, Robert Goddard Day. He successfully launched the world's first liquid-fueled rockets in 1926.
Huh.
Actually, he was kind of the father of modern rocketry, if you will.
Cool.
Yeah. How about that? Tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't realize
yeah, yeah, I know. Just like today's Sunday. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. So there you go.
Okay.
Wear your green.
Yeah.
Wear your green tomorrow. I don't know what day it is now.
So would that be on Tuesday
yeah,
or Monday?
Be,
what
yeah.
exactly?
This is funny. This story is funny. Shoppers in upstate New York antique store discovered a rare collectible when they spotted a live owl napping among the merchandise. Now listen, this owl, screech owl, was found perched on a shelf at that marketplace, resting next to a chicken-shaped cookie jar and resting next to a fake owl. They were looking at the owl. These customers were looking at the owl. And they go, that owl blinked.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That looks really real.
And then the store owner goes, no. And it goes, yeah. And then sure enough, the owl blinked. So
well, that'd be so neat.
Remains a mystery, but they successfully removed the owl from the store. I thought that was kind of funny. He's just sitting there next to the chicken and next to another owl.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would have let him stay. You said they removed him.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I probably would have removed him, personally.
Yeah, at some point in time, right? Can't leave him there forever, Julie, on this Sunday.
Well, I mean...
Jeez.
I didn't say forever.
Are you in Sunday mode, too, James?
Maybe a little bit.
Oh, yeah, Sunday mode? Okay, all right. Everybody else out there in Sunday mode? Okay. All right, trivia today. This should be interesting.
This will be good.
Yeah. When it comes to spring cleaning, men say this is the most rewarding part of the house to clean, while women say it's the least.
Bathroom.
Garage.
Oh. Well, I don't have a garage, that's off my radar.
Right. Okay. According to a survey, how many people will leave the house with a gym bag today and never use it?
Percentage?
One. Oh, I just gave it away.
One
in five. One in five.
Does that mean four and
have
five are leaving
that?
With a gym bag? Because that seems like a lot.
Bye-bye.
With a gym bag that are going to use it?
Yeah, that are going to use it. That is a lot.
Seems like a lot.
So of the five that left with a gym bag.
Four of them are going to use it. More of them
use
are
it,
not.
One
so 20%.
Yeah.
Won't.
Okay. If you drilled a hole through the earth starting in New York City, what major city would you come out on the other side?
Beijing.
Perth, Australia.
Oh, dang it.
If you
that makes sense.
If you drilled a hole straight through the earth starting in Sheridan, Wyoming, where would you come out on the other side?
Earth is... it would be a city? You wouldn't be underwater?
Mm-mm. You'd be underwater.
Okay, I was going to say.
Hey, good one, James.
Good one, yeah. I mean, Indian Ocean.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's...
You'd be southwest
good,
of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, most of North America would be...
Underwater.
Underwater.
Hmm. Yeah.
According to studies, as people earn more money, they are less likely to have done what activity in the past year?
Grocery shopping.
It's random.
Do less of?
Yes.
If they came into money? Is that what you
said? If you came into money, you are less likely to have done what activity in the past year?
Grocery shopping.
Buy lottery tickets.
Go bowling.
Well,
okay.
Isn't that random?
It is random.
Go bowling?
What a weird...
Wow.
I'm making more money and I have more time off. I might go bowling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking tasks that you can reassign.
Okay. Even though they're originally designed for kids, what percentage of adults still use a piggy bank?
Oh, 30%?
13%.
Now, I have, I guess you could call it a piggy bank.
Well, mm-hmm. I have a coin jar.
Is I have a coin jar. Yeah. Yes, I have two coin jars.
Is that considered a piggy bank?
I guess.
Well, I think so.
Technically.
Well, we'll
66%.
I would say they're counting that.
They're counting. I think they're counting glass jars.
Coin jars, yeah.
Yes. Okay. What did Plato claim was the mother of invention?
Necessity.
Yeah.
Good job, Julie. Nice one.
It's bouncing around in there on this Sunday morning.
On this. Getting ready to head to church after I get off here. There are about 9 million cubic miles of ice on Earth, most of it located at which pole?
The South Pole.
Good guess.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good guess. It's Antarctica.
Yeah.
Good guess, you're wrong. No, you're right. Who was Pinocchio's conscience?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Little guy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wooden
I remember...
guy? Is he the wooden guy?
No, no. Okay. Jimmy Cricket.
I thought it was Jiminy Cricket.
Jiminy Cricket.
Jiminy Cricket.
It is
right.
Jiminy
okay.
Cricket. Did I say Jimmy?
You said Jimmy.
Yeah. Oh, okay, no, Jiminy Cricket.
Jiminy Cricket, yeah.
Who was his conscience?
Wasn't that was his creator? In the story, I thought.
I don't remember. The creator was with an Italian guy.
Yeah, that was an Italian guy.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Jiminy Cricket was a cricket thing.
Oh, okay.
Captain Obvious.
Yeah. I don't think I ever saw the movie or read any of the tales.
I don't know if I ever made it all the way through that movie. I think I saw bits and pieces of it. Okay, here's a beauty statistic. Over the lifetime, how many hours will you, Julie, spend time moisturizing? How many days?
How many days?
Yes, days.
320.
44.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, we're in Wyoming.
You must have
it's
soft
pretty
skin.
Drier.
Yeah. Do it more.
Wow. So you must have
I
soft
slather
skin.
It on.
Yeah.
Okay, according to concert surveys, about what percentage of people say fans should not bring signs to a concert? What percentage? I don't know why you'd want to bring
40%.
A sign.
I have no idea.
James.
You got it.
Exactly. 40%. 40%? Wow.
40%. You nailed it, man. Good boy.
Should not bring signs? I didn't even. Oh.
Yeah, why? I don't know.
I guess you'd be blocking everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I never brought a sign.
Me neither.
I'm just trying to get myself there, not alone bring a sign.
Yeah.
You know? So there you go. That's what's happening.
Sign through security, too.
On this Monday.
Not Sunday.
It is Monday. It's not Sunday.
Everybody's headed back home.
Yeah. Go home, everybody. It's only Sunday.
It's spring break, isn't it?
It is spring break. So a lot of people think it's a Sunday. So there you go. Yeah. Have an awesome day. James got Swap Shop next hour. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan.
Before you take a chance, you want to know how the song will end. Before you start to dance, well, I can't foretell the future, but my heart clearly sees.